I think that the impact we have doing smaller, more direct actions builds very strong and very long-lasting support and ties. If a solidarity network, for instance, helps one person in an apartment complex who is having their deposit stolen, or in one apartment complex, for instance, there is a problem with rats that isn't being addressed, suddenly if we win that one fight, everyone else in that apartment complex sees that, and it gets a little braver to stand up to their landlord who is abusing them. It's not as visible because we're not on the TV or in the newspaper anymore, but the effect is more intensified because you have 30 tenants suddenly going, oh, we don't have to be abused anymore. We can stand up with these people or without them. And that affects their lives far more than a dozen bigger protests could ever do. And it builds a strong, more vibrant organization. And if the time ever comes around again where public support is really for being out in the streets like it was a year ago, we're going to be more ready for it because we have these strong organizations and we have tenants and workers organizing their own communities.